Quick disclaimer before we begin. This podcast is intended to inspire and motivate you based on real events. This is a safe space and a no judgment zone. Let's build our tribe. Let's pray. Our Father, in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For your kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Dear Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning and allowing us another chance at life to seek your glory. Thank you for blessing me with the confidence to share my thoughts, the wisdom for the right words to say, and allowing my story to be a light in someone's life. Thank you for blessing us with a roof over our head, clothes on our backs, and the ability to see, hear, and walk. I pray that you cover my listeners and open their minds to help understand themselves better. Dear Lord, I pray that you bless them with the wisdom, the courage, the consistency, and the persistency to keep going. I pray that you meet every need according to your will and purpose. Heal the sick and continue to guide our ways. Dear Lord, I pray that you blanket this world with peace. I pray that you remove any doubt from our minds that the enemy is using to cloud our judgment by walking in a journey of seeking you. Dear Lord, you get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. You are worthy in all you do and continue to do in our lives. And for that, I am grateful. Dear Lord, this is your day, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. When two or three is gathered, you are in the midst. Dear Lord, only you know the plans you have for us. Plans to prosper us, not to harm us. Plans to give us hope and a future. Dear Lord, you are the lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Make any crooked ways straight. Dear Lord, you said, ask and we shall receive. Seek and we shall find, knock and the door shall be opened. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Good morning, Naked family, and thank you for tuning back into another episode of, you know, Fearless Minds. Please make sure you are sharing, you are commenting your favorite episodes, and yeah, just sharing it, most importantly. I'm just going to go ahead and speak about the book from Tyler Perry that I was speaking on the previous episode, Higher is Waiting. He said, we're all born to experience life full on. We come into the world with purity, innocence, and holiness. But as we grow older, the age of innocence fades as we dim our experiences to the world around us and get hardened, distracted, numbed, judgmental, and reactive in a negative, fearful way. Rather than approaching new experiences, we look at them through our own personal history. We experienced relationships with our family, our lovers, co-workers, friends, and the list goes on. We found love, we experienced betrayal, we felt sadness, we found pain through traumatic experiences, and through all these experiences, it creates a filter over our lives. Not knowing that each filter numbs us enough to think we're living a healthy life, quote unquote, in the present. When are we going to remove the filters and face everything head on? Because I learned that this is how we get to the root and how to heal. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 14, it says, forgetting what is behind and reaching forward to what is ahead. Always learn the lesson of what you've been through and know there's power in the feeling. Acknowledge the pain and the moments of your life and realize how it changed your life. Create distance that will allow you to take time for yourself to look at your situation more clearly without your reactive mind trying to change your perspective. Seeing how you present circumstances can work for your own good. This will allow your predicament to be nourishment for your growth. Do not let anyone harden your heart because eventually you will find someone who appreciates you more. Some people aren't able to accept the things you offer because they have trouble taking it in. And it's not their fault. It's the result of what they also have been through and never worked to heal, so they shut down. But don't let that shut you down. Don't let being vulnerable walk away from you because it prevents you from growing and building your character into the person you need to become. I was watching Sarah Jakes one day, y'all, and she said sometimes we get wrapped up in looking at everyone else's vision that we don't see the one God has given us. Your attention is your investment. When you value something, we give it attention, but also our attention gives things value. So whatever we focus our attention on comes back to us. Meaning if we focus on negative outcomes, we'll receive negative outcomes. But if we focus on the vision that God gave us, whatever we point our focus to will prosper. It's good to see what God is doing in people's lives because it can encourage and inspire,
both good and bad, of what you don't want to allow in your life and what you want to happen in your life. But putting too much focus on what God is doing in someone else's life can get in the way of what he's trying to do in yours. When God calls you to do something, the enemy will come up with every excuse in your mind on why you can't. In Luke chapter 8, verse 11 through 15 says, "The seed is the word of God. The seed along the path are those who have heard, and then the devil comes and takes away the word from your hearts, so that you may not believe and be saved. And the seed on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy. Having no root, they believe for a while and fall away in a time of testing. As for the seed that fell among thorns, these are the ones who, when they have heard, go on their way and are choked with worries, riches, and pleasures of life, and produce no mature fruit. But the seed in good ground, these are the ones who, having the word with an honest and good heart, hold on to it, and by enduring, produce fruit. Which one are you?" I'm going to close today's message out with a prayer. Dear Lord, I pray that today's message falls upon good soil and that the lost comes home. Dear Lord, I pray that you plant a seed of hope and that their ears be opened and stirred up of good faith. Dear Lord, you said you would never leave or forsake us. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, and can do all things exceedingly and abundantly. So it is so. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you for tuning back into another episode. Please be sure to follow me on all platforms at It's Quadesha, and that's spelled out ItsQuadesha. My brand at Naked Body and Skincare, the podcast at My Fearless Mindset for all updates, and my YouTube channel, Quadesha D. If you want to support my brand, use code FEARLESS23 for 20% off. And don't forget to tune back into another episode next Monday. If you have any testimonies or questions you'd like me to share on my podcast, please don't hesitate to email me at fearlessminds.23@gmail.com. Thank you in advance for your continued support. And always remember to walk by faith and not by sight.